Peter.
Good afternoon. How are you?
Not bad. Let me just snap out of that for a second. Hey, it's... what's going on? You're taking us to India this week.
Yes, I'm taking you to India and the struggles of a man to be an atheist.
This is fascinating because I was just thinking when this topic was broached to me before by John. That, do they have a census and can you choose what you are on the census like without anyone knowing or, you know?
Now, does the Indian census have a religion proportion? No, it doesn't.
Interesting.
I think they're very dependent upon all sorts of other ways to estimate because it's often been said that the figures for both Muslims and Christians, the Indian government wants to treat them as low as possible.
It's Hindi first.
And so we're dependent on estimates. So I take it that the census doesn't include religion.
We were saying off air before, go Hindi or go home. Is that pretty much the vibe over there?
Yes, I think so. And I mean, increasingly, as I've said it before, India is more and more emphatically Hindu,
right?
And especially at the popular level. So in this really interesting story by the BBC...
Dude just wants to be an atheist, basically. That's
yes. Yeah. Well, it's slightly more than that. He also wants to have a registration certificate that indicates he's an atheist. Now, to explain a little bit, that there are laws in India against proselytization. So you're not allowed to seek to convert people to other religions. And this was brought in specifically to stop Christian evangelism in India.
Mm, right.
So in the past, while it was part of the British Empire, of course it was a favourite place to send missionaries. And the missionaries could easily cause communal violence among Hindu populations.
Mm.
And of course the British government would be inclined to stick up and protect the rights of the missionaries. And so one of the things that the Indian government did in its deliberately secular stance was to have a law that said nobody, you were not allowed to seek to convert other people, but people could themselves change their religion. And if they change their religion, then a certificate could be issued on the basis that they had not been coerced into doing it or induced into doing it.
Wow.
So, rather difficult to police, of course, and a pretty challenging thing to do, because once you do that, you immediately step outside the existing customary rights that people have.
That kind of, so basically this means no preaching. No preaching allowed in India. Is that kind of...
People, I mean, it does happen, and people do change religion.
Mm.
But if there's the...
How did you hear about this religion? I saw it on a bus.
if it's inappropriately done, there is big, big trouble for the religious groups that are involved in that. And there's lots of, I mean, you can imagine stupid people come from New Zealand or America and believe they're going to convert the world and rush around and are immediately kicked out of India.
Are you talking about Scientology? Actually, this law would be great for just the Grafton Bridge area. Get rid of the Scientologists.
Yeah, right. It would dramatically change the public behaviour, would it not?
Peter, what is the atheist scene like in India?
Oh, John, so man, you got to hit it, dog. It's insane. Great. It's real underground.
Yes. So, I mean, effectively, it's simply because religion is the key to most other civic and communal rights. So if you're a Hindu, it means you're immediately part of a caste system.
Mm.
And so if you're one of the lower castes or the so-called listed castes, which are the people that, you know, have no rights or end up with the negative rights because of their lower caste status, then the government guarantees you certain privileges. And others have lots of opportunities that open on account of their background.
Yeah.
And so a certificate guarantees that. Now, the thing is that atheism offers no communal experience whatsoever.
Yeah.
And so a certificate of atheism, the reason why the courts won't issue it to this man who so desperately wants to be deemed as an atheist.
They don't want to recognize.
Is that there's no community he can belong to?
Yeah. I imagine religion is heavily woven into community in places like India. For sure.
Totally. And I mean, it's striking for anybody who visits India that you will immediately observe, for example, that Christians and Muslims are not in the caste system, and yet in some ways they do reflect a caste system, so that they will almost all come from lower caste sort of types of people who've opted out or who are of the untouchables.
Do you think this is I was just curious. Do you think this is something that the Indian sort of government or the people in general will one day get around to going, everyone's allowed to believe what they want? Or do you think it's, do you think time will solve this? Or do you think it's just too ingrained? And
time is, in fact, making these religious differences sharper. In fact.
Okay.
There's no automatic trend towards a more secular society in India. In some ways, especially in the popular community, the strength of these feelings is growing rather than diminishing.
Okay.
So that's pretty interesting. And it is partly because India is a very democratic society. And in a democratic society, the mob can easily become the representation. Remember, so many people in India are illiterate or are governed by, popular fears and concerns.
Right.
And so this is the difference between an autocratic society like China, where the people aren't consulted, and in India, where they've got to appeal to the electorate. And one of the ways you appeal to the electorate is by showing that the gods are with you. There's an interesting attached story on this on the BBC website about a similar situation in Pakistan, in a Muslim society where equally their atheism has, well, it's probably more dangerous. Ravi, the young man concerned in this story, Ravi Kumar, is at least, able, to be relatively open about that he's an atheist and has atheist tattooed on his arms. But the stories about Pakistani atheists are that, you've got to keep totally quiet because your life would be in danger.
Well, at least India and Pakistan have something in common they can get along with, kind of.
We hate the atheists. Yeah.
Yes, surely they can get...
There you are, that might be a motivation.
Loosen up the border a bit,
Yeah, I'm not terribly convinced that's a very healthy way to build good relations.
That's true. Most of my ideas aren't really fleshed out. Well, John's got his finger on the button. I think we might sort of end it there. Peter,
excellent.
I'm not sure.
Very good.
I guess what I'm thinking is more and more Indian kids will become kind of like revolutionized like this, and it's just going to sort of bombard the Indian system.
Well, maybe
so.
But just if you let me squeeze in one further comment.
Of course.
What's intriguing to me is so many young Indians are still, searching for that luck that is, in quite a deep part of Hindu tradition, that you're seeking the charm of the goddess.
Right.
You're seeking somehow that lucky break that in India, in the vast population and in great challenges, ordinary life and logic and skills don't serve you up.
I'm
sure that's part of the appeal.
Yeah, for sure. Cool, Peter. Thank you very much, mate. That was a good one.
Okay.
Appreciate that. We'll catch you next week.
Excellent. Good. Take care. Bye-bye.